ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 13, text 60. Yatra nai sarga durvaira, sahasandru mrugadayaha, mitrani va ajitavasa, drutrut tarshakadikam, यत्र नैसर्ग दुर्वैरा सहासनृ मृगादयः मित्राणि वजितवास द्रुत्रुत्तर्षकादिकम् यत्र नैसर्ग दुर्वैरा सहासनृ मृगादयः मित्राणि वजितवास द्रुत्रुत्तर्षकादिकम्। शकादिकम् यत्र नैसर्ग दुर्वैरा सहासनृ मृगादयः मित्राणि वाजितावास द्रुत्रुत्तर्षकादिकम्। माताजी, यत्र नैसर्ग दुर्वैरा सन्द्रो मृगादयः मित्राणि वजितवासा द्रुत्रुत्तर्षकादिकम्। वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग, यत्र वेर नैसर्ग बाय नेचर दुर्वैरः लिविंग इन एनमिटी सह आसन live together, nr, human beings, mruga adayaha, and animals, mitrani, friends, eva, like, ajita, of Lord Shri Krishna, avasa, residence, drut, gone away, rut, anger, tarshakadikam, thirst and so on. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Vrindavan is the transcendental abode of the Lord, where there is no hunger, anger or thirst. Though naturally inimical, both human beings and fierce animals live there together in transcendental friendship. Purport. The word vana means forest. We are afraid of the forest and do not wish to go there. But in Vrindavan, the forest animals are as good as demigods, for they have no envy. Even in the material world, in the forest, the animals live together, and when they go to drink water, they do not attack anyone. Envy develops because of sense gratification, but in Vrindavan, there is no sense gratification, for the only aim is Krishna's satisfaction. Even in this material world, the animals in Vrindavan are not envious of the sadhus who live there. The sadhus keep cows and supply milk to the tigers, saying, "Come here and take a little milk. Thus, envy and malice are unknown to Vrindavan. That is the difference between Vrindavan and the ordinary world. We are horrified to hear the name of Vana, the forest. But in Vrindavan, there is no such horror. Everyone there is happy by pleasing Krishna. Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Parav. Whether a Goswami or a tiger or other ferocious animal, everyone's business is the same, to please Krishna. Even the tigers are also devotees. This is the specific qualification of Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, everyone is happy. The calf is happy, the cat is happy, the dog is happy, the man is happy, everyone. Everyone wants to serve Krishna in different capacity, and thus there is no envy. One may sometimes think that the monkeys in Vrindavan are envious because they cause mischief and steal food. But in Vrindavan we find that the monkeys are allowed to take butter which Krishna himself distributes. Krishna personally demonstrates that everyone has a right to live. This is Vrindavan life. Why should I live and you die? No, that is material life. The inhabitants of Vrindavan think, whatever is given by Krishna, let us divide it as prasad and eat. This mentality cannot appear all of a sudden, but it will gradually develop with Krishna consciousness. By sadhana, one can come to this platform. In the material world, one may collect funds all over the world in order to distribute food freely. Yet, those to whom the food is given may not even feel appreciative. The value of Krishna consciousness, however, will gradually be very much appreciated. For instance, in an article about the temple of the Hare Krishna movement in Durban, South Africa, the Durban Post reported, "All the devotees here are very active in the service of Lord Krishna, and the results are obvious to see. Happiness, good health, peace of mind, and the development of all good qualities. This is the nature of Vrindavan. Harau abhaktasya kuto mahat gunaha. Without Krishna consciousness, happiness is impossible. One may struggle, but one cannot have happiness. We are therefore trying to give human society the opportunity for a life of happiness, good health, and peace of mind, and all good qualities through God consciousness."
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. First of all, I would like to seek the blessings of all Vaishnavas sitting in this assembly so that I can say a few words on this wonderful verse and even more wonderful purports which Srila Prabhupada has given. It's a very long purport. Actually, there is no need for a class. But nevertheless, since I have been given this service, I would like to share some thoughts on the subject. Now, the discussions on Brahma Vimohan Leela, that's what it is called, I think they have been going on in this temple for almost 2 months now. I think the first class we heard was on 21st September, Lalita Shashti. And now 2 months have gone by and all the devotees have spoken so wonderfully on this particular pastime. And as all of us know, this particular chapter is especially dear to all the devotees of ISKCON, because this happens to be the last chapter on which Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, he dictated the purports. So the last chapter before he wound up his earthly pastime. So therefore, it is very, very potent, very, very precious for all ISKCON devotees. So it's called Brahma Vimohana. Vimohana comes from the word moha, no? Which means, you know, to get bewildered, which means to get illusioned. And Srila Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita that moha, illusion or bewilderment, is opposite of knowledge. And what is knowledge? According to Srila Prabhupada, knowledge is that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we are His eternal servants. That is the highest knowledge that we can think of. And when we become bereft of this knowledge, then we get bewildered very much. So in this material world, there is constant bewilderment. Our bewilderment began when we started identifying ourselves as the body and not the spirit soul. That is the starting point for all bewilderment. And then there are continuously, you know, there are bewilderments in life. So many things happen, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, so many things happening. And a living entity, unless he is endowed with spiritual knowledge, he is constantly subjected to bewilderment. So I remember recently reading in the newspaper about one particular gentleman, an engineer. I think his name is Bhavesh Parmar. Now, he was supposed to be an electronics engineer staying in Villeparle East. And recently, newspapers carried his photographs of his mother, because he had returned from Pakistan after 6 years of jail. Everybody was knowing. He was 6 years rotting in a Pakistan jail. How did it happen? When he was asked, he was in such a bewildered state and such confused state that he said that, I know that I went to Amritsar, and then I vaguely remember that I was on Samjhota Express, and the next thing that I find is that I am in a Pakistani jail. So the train went to Pakistan because he had no valid papers. He was arrested, put in jail, and for 6 years he was rotting in jail. So completely bewildered. So we find that we can get bewildered by almost anything. He doesn't remember anything. He says that, I just don't know what happened to me. So we can get bewildered. Sometimes, you know, we read in newspapers and that, you know, a particular person, you know, was given some, you know, some sweet to eat in a ST bus. And the next thing, you know, is found that, you know, he is in some place, you know, Bhiwandi or some such place. He doesn't want to go there, but he is forced to go there. So this is, bewilderment can be caused by nature. Bewilderment can also be caused by human beings by, you know, using some drugs. I remember reading once that there are certain people who have this, you know, capacity to hypnotize an individual, and by hypnosis that person, the victim, willingly hands over all his ornaments, all his valuables to the person, criminal. And after some time he suddenly becomes, you know, aware that he has been taken for a ride. So this is bewilderment. So all of us lead this kind of a bewildered existence. In Mayapur, His Holiness Radhana Swami was describing a pastime of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his childhood pastime, where, you know, all of you are aware of that, where two thieves, you know, they came once to Jagannath Mishra's house and they saw beautiful Nimai, you know, child, just a baby child. He was wearing all kinds of ornaments. And they thought that we should take these ornaments off this child. So they called him, child, come, we will take you somewhere. So he was just carefree, the Supreme Lord, what care does he have? He was just, you know, moving here and there, and the thieves just picked him up and they carried him. One of them gave him, you know, sandesh to eat. And so he was carefree, he was riding on the shoulders of the thieves. And the thieves wanted to take
Nimai to their residence and remove all the jewels and leave him. That's what kidnappers do, isn't it? So that's what they wanted to do. And Nimai was happily, blissfully enjoying the ride, you know, getting a ride. Children like rides, whether it is on a horseback or on a camel or whatever. So he was enjoying the ride. And these thieves were thinking, now, you know, we'll go to our house, our den, and, you know, then we will strip him of all the jewels, and then our job is done. We don't have to now steal for many long time now. Everything will get now. But they were going around, and somehow or the other, they came back to the same spot, that is Jagannath Mishra's house, and all the relatives were frantically looking for Nimai. Where is Nimai? Where is Nimai? Where has he gone? Where is Gauranga? And then the thieves put him down, thinking that they have reached their house, whereas they had reached Nimai's house. So Nimai, you know, just got down and ran into the arms of, you know, Jagannath Mishra. Bewildered. Now, this is bewilderment caused by Yogamaya, potency of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there is bewilderment of this sort in life. And of course, the thieves were fortunate because they got to carry Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on their shoulders. So actually speaking, spiritually they made advancement, though they, you know, tried to steal something from him. So wonderful. We also see how sometimes, you know, even great devotees get bewildered. Like, we know the story, it was related in one of the classes here, that how once, you know, Parvati and Lord Shiva were traveling in the upper, you know, strata of the air. They were traveling, and Parvati Devi happened to see, this was in earlier Yuga, Treta Yuga, when Parvati happened to see Lord Ram, you know, in great lamentation, crying out for Sita, Sita, and then he was addressing the plants, he was addressing the creepers, "Have you seen my Sita? Where is Sita? Please tell me where is Sita?" He was lamenting, lamenting, lamenting. Supreme Lord Ram was lamenting for his wife. Now, Parvati saw this and heard this. She said to Lord Shiva, "This is Supreme Lord? Why is he lamenting like an ordinary person?" Lord Shiva said, "You please don't bother about it." But she said, "No, I want to test him whether he is really the Supreme Lord, Ram." Shiva said, "You know, please don't. You know, don't interfere in his pastimes." But, you know, sometimes, you know, women can be very, very stubborn. I don't know, sometimes or whether all the time. But anyway, that particular time, Parvati Devi insisted. And what did she do? She took on the form of Mother Sita. And she went and stood before Lord Ram. Lord Ram was lamenting, "Where are you? Where are you, Sita?" Then as soon as he saw this form of Sita, which was none other than Parvati, he immediately, you know, offered his obeisances to her. And he said, "Mother, where is Lord Shiva?" So immediately, you know, he was able to recognize, because the Supreme Lord, Vedaham Samatitan, he knows what is happening in everybody's heart. Who is the person? Immediately, you know, Parvati had to retrace her steps back and go to Lord Shiva. And she said that, "I'm sorry, you know, I was made a fool of." Shiva said that, "I told you, don't get involved." So when we try to test the Supreme Lord, the result can be always, you know, bewilderment. And Brahma is in the same mood of wanting to test, you know, the Supreme Lord Krishna. So Brahma has come down. He has come down from Brahma Loka and he has stepped into Vrindavan, and he's seeing, we don't go into details, we have heard it so many times here. He sees a boy, and a child, Krishna, beautiful child, just a small child, and he's holding in his hand, you know, rice, then, you know, yogurt and fruit in his hand, he's holding it in his hand. And, you know, there are other gopas, you know, giving him, you know, their remnants, whatever they have got in their mouth, they're handing it over to him, Krishna is handing over. And Brahma is thinking, can this boy be the killer of Aghasur, that great demon, you know, whose lower lip, you know, touched the ground and upper lip, you know, touched the sky? Can this be the boy who killed him? And can this boy, who is indulging in such frivolous activity with his friends, you know, eating all juta and all that, is he the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Let me test him. This is where, you know, they say that curiosity killed the cat. You know, similarly, you know, Brahma's curiosity actually ended up by killing his pride. So Brahma thought that let me mystify Krishna. So what he did, he took away all the cows and he took away, you know, all the cowherd boys, and you know, he hid them by his mystic potency. He made them sleep and hid them. And then he said, let me watch the fun. What will happen now? Now, Krishna immediately came to know what the trick is. He came to know that Brahma, you know, is trying to play his trick. Now, Brahma is not an ordinary personality. He is addressed to in the Srimad Bhagavatam as Aja. He is addressed to as Vibhu. He is the originator of our sampradaya, Brahma Madhva sampradaya. He is Iresh, the husband of Mother Saraswati. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, it is mentioned that he is the originator of the Gayatri Mantra. Great personality. He is born from the lotus which came, you know, from the navel of Garbhodakashaya Vishnu. He is the first person who came to know that Krishna is going to incarnate. After all, who was the person who came to know first? When the demigods went in distress to Brahma and said that we can't tolerate these atrocities of demoniac counsel, Brahma said, let us go. They went, you know, to Kshirodakashaya Vishnu, and there the Lord, you know, manifest in the heart of Brahma the knowledge that Krishna is going to incarnate as Yadudana. All this wonderful background is there with Brahma, but he developed tinge of pride and he wanted to test Krishna. And Krishna, how did he test him? He tested him wonderfully. So this is summarized in a very beautiful verse by Sukhdev Goswami, which came some days ago. Evam sammohan sammohayan vishnum vimoham vishnu mohanam swayeva maya yajopi swayameva mohitaha swayameva mohitaha. Thus, because Lord Brahma wanted to mystify the all-pervading Lord Krishna, who can never be mystified, but who on the contrary mystifies the entire universe, he himself was put into bewilderment by his own mystic power. So Brahma hid all the cows and the cowherd boys, and the Supreme Lord manifested all his expansions, who were identical, replicate in every respect. He manifested them. And after having done this, he thought, you know, he'll come back and check what has happened. And he saw that the forms that, you know, the boys he had hidden in the cave and the cows he had hidden in the cave, the same were there outside. As His Holiness Radhana Swami very vividly described. Once he went to the cave to there, then he comes here, he says that the boys are still there. So who are these? So he got totally bewildered, he got totally confused, and therefore it is said that Swayameva Mohitaha, he himself, Ajopi, Aja means, you know, one who is not born from normal parents, biological parents, born from the, you know, lotus of this Kshirodakashaya Vishnu. So, Prabhupada writes in his comment, he says that instead of defeating Krishna, Brahma was himself defeated, for he could not understand what Krishna was doing. Like snow on a dark night or light of a glowworm in daylight have no value. Similarly, Brahma's mystic power became totally insignificant before the power of Yogeshwar Krishna. Totally insignificant. So this was Brahma's, you know, bewilderment and how he was, you know, totally mystified. And Brahma's bewilderment increased manifold when he saw that the boys and cows manifested by the Lord were all, you know, became, you know, Vishnu Murtis. He became bewilderment, he must reach the crescendo, height. And then he realized that what a fool he had been. He realized that he was a glowworm in presence of blazing sunlight. He realized that he was like a snowflake in the darkness where nobody can see the snowflake. He realized he's insignificant and he became humble. He became very humble. He lost all his, you know, pride. He became very, very humble. And when that happened, he saw Vrindavan. He was able to see Vrindavan. So, one cannot see Vrindavan unless one is free from envy and one is free from, you know, pride. So, Narottam Das Thakur, in a very beautiful song, he says, ವಿಷಯ ಚಾಡಿಯಾಕಬೆ ಶುದ್ಧ ಹಬೆ ಮನ ಕಬೆ ಹಾಮ ಹೇರಿವೋ ಶ್ರೀ ವೃಂದಾವನ.
ಸೊ ಗೋಲೋಕ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಮ್ ಅಬೋಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಅಂಡ್ ಭೌಮ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದ ಅಬೋಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ನೋ ಒನ್, ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ರೈಟ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ನೋ ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಪ್ರಿಷಿಯೇಟ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ವಿದೌಟ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಎಲಿವೇಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ಆರ್ ವಿದೌಟ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಎಲಿವೇಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್. ಸೊ ಫಿಸಿಕಲಿ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಯು ನೋ ಅವರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಎ ಯು ನೋ ಟ್ರಿಪ್ ಆರ್ ಎ ಪಿಕ್ನಿಕ್. ಯು ಮೇ ಗೋ ಟು ವೃಂದಾವನ್, ಯು ಮೇ ಬಿ ಇನ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್, ಬಟ್ ಯಟ್ ಯು ಮೇ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಇನ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಯು ನೋ ಇಸ್ ಫುಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್. ಐ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಸೆವರಲ್ ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಅಗೋ ವೆನ್ ಐ ವಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸಿಟಿ, ವಿ ಒನ್ಸ್ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು, ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ದರ್ ವಾಸ್ ಅ ಸೈಂಟಿಫಿಕ್ ಕಾನ್ಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ 5-star ಹೋಟೆಲ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಭುವನೇಶ್ವರ್, ವೇರ್ ಐ ವಾಸ್ ಇನ್ವೈಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ಎ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಲೆಕ್ಚರ್ ಆನ್ ಕೆಮಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿ, ನಾಟ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ. ಐ ವಾಸ್ ಇನ್ವೈಟೆಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದ ಕಾನ್ಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ವಾಸ್ ಓವರ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸ್, ನೋ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸ್ ವೇರ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ಇನ್ ಲಕ್ಸುರಿ ಬಸ್ಸಸ್ ಟು ನೋ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ಪುರಿ. ಸೊ ವಿ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ಪುರಿ, ವಿ ವೆಂಟ್ ಥ್ರೂ ದ ಮೋಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ನೋ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಯು ನೋ ಅರ್ಚ ವಿಗ್ರಹಸ್, ಬಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಟೂರಿಸ್ಟ್, ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಫುಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ನೋ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಅಟ್ರಾಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಯು ಮೇ ಬಿ ಇನ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಬಟ್ ಯಟ್ ಯು ಮೇ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಇನ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್. ಸೊ ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಇನ್ ಮುಂಬೈ ಅಂಡ್ ಬಿ ಇನ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಇನ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬಿ ಇನ್ ಮುಂಬೈ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್. ದಿಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್. ಸೊ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ಲಿ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಅನ್ಲೆಸ್ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಎಲಿವೇಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್, ವಿ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಟ್ರೂಲಿ ಅಪ್ರಿಷಿಯೇಟ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್. ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಗೋ ಟು ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ವಿದೌಟ್ ಎನಿ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ಗ್ರೌಂಡ್, ಯು ಮೇ ಸಿ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಯು ಮೇ ಗೆಟ್ ಡಿಸ್ಗಸ್ಟೆಡ್. ಯು ಮೇ ಗೆಟ್ ಡಿಸ್ಗಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಪಿಗ್ಸ್, ಯು ಮೇ ಗೆಟ್ ಡಿಸ್ಗಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಯು ನೋ ಡರ್ಟ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಬಿಂಗ್ ರೇಸ್, ಯು ಮೇ ಗೆಟ್ ಡಿಸ್ಗಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ರಿಕ್ಷಾವಾಲಾಸ್, ಬಟ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಡೆವಲಪ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್, ವೆನ್ ಯು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್, ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಟೆಲ್ಸ್ ಅಸ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಸಿ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಫಾರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ ರಿಯಲ್ ಈಸ್. ಸೊ ದಟ್ಸ್ ಗಿಫ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್, ದಟ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ ದೇರ್. ಸೊ ನರೋತ್ತಮ ದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಸಚ್ ಎನ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಲ್ಟೆಡ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ, ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ, ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಕಬೇ ಹಮ ಹೇರಬೋ ಶ್ರೀ ವೃಂದಾವನ್, ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಷಯ ಚಡಿಯ, ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ವೆನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಮೈ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಬಿ ಕ್ಲೆನ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಕಂಟಾಮಿನೇಷನ್, ಸೊ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಸಿ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಆಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್. ಟು ಬಿ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಸಿ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಆಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್, ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕಂಟಾಮಿನೇಷನ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಸ್ಟೆಪ್ಡ್ ಡೌನ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ವೃಂದಾವನ್, ಅಫ್ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಸಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್, ಬಟ್ ಯಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇನ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್. ವೈ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹಿ ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಟು, ಹಿಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ವಾಸ್ ಕಂಟಾಮಿನೇಟೆಡ್. ದ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ, ಹಿಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ವಾಸ್ ಕಂಟಾಮಿನೇಟೆಡ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ರಿಯಲಿ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು appreciate the supreme personality of Godhead, nor Vrindavan, which is non-different from him. That is sum and substance of what we have been hearing all these days. So, but when he was humbled, when he became repentant, then he was able to see Vrindavan. So we read in the previous verse that then looking in all directions, Lord Brahma immediately saw Vrindavan before him, filled with trees which are the means of livelihood for the inhabitants and which are equally pleasing in all seasons. And then in this verse we are reading, Vrindavan is the transcendental abode of Lord, where there is no hunger, anger or thirst. Though naturally inimical, both human beings and fierce animals live there together in transcendental friendship. So now Brahma is able to see Vrindavan for what it is actually. So this is wonderful. So Vrindavan means, Srila Prabhupada in his beautiful purport, means there is no material contamination. No material contamination. Only love for Krishna. Pleasing Krishna. So in his beautiful purport, Prabhupada comments that everyone, whether a gosai or whether a ferocious tiger, everyone is happy pleasing Krishna. Everyone is thriving on love for Krishna. Whether it is a plant or a tree or an insect or a ferocious animal, whatever. Everyone is thriving on love for Krishna. And there is transcendental friendship between an animal and a man. So, in Vrindavan, Prabhupada writes that a ferocious tiger and a man, a sadhu, can coexist. So Prabhupada writes about peaceful coexistence. Real formula for peaceful coexistence is not, you know, hoisting different flags of different nations, you know, on United Nations, you know, this flag, that flag, world flag. Real, you know, friendship can there be there when people are, you know, Krishna conscious. So peaceful coexistence is 100% possible when everyone is Krishna conscious. That's what Prabhupada is, you know, highlighting. So I remember some years ago when we went with His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj to Barsana, you know, and there we went to, I don't remember all the exact details, we went to, I think, Mor Kutir. And in Barsana there is Mor Kutir, and in Mor Kutir we were narrated the story, you know, of a guru there who had a lion as his disciple. Yeah, am I right? So, lion as a disciple. So, the lion was Krishna conscious, and like a disciple, the lion wanted to serve his guru. We are reading about, you know, ferocious tigers. The lion wanted to serve his guru. So, he would every day go to different houses and, you know, beg for madhukari on behalf of his guru. So, obviously, when a lion, you know, goes to the door, knocks the door, people, you know, would be completely scared and, you know, overwhelmed with fear. But, you know, a small little board, you know, was put across his neck, you know, madhukari for, you know, my Guru Maharaj. And people, you know, would give alms to the lion. So it's possible. The other day on Sunday, you know, during Sunday feast, Sri Naji Prabhu was saying how Narada's, one of the disciples, was a venomous cobra. Krishna conscious. So cobra was vicious, was, you know, biting people, spewing poison. But when he became disciple of Narad Muni, he became very mild. And Srinadi Prabhu was saying that he became so mild and so humble that, you know, the boys, you know, started said that this is not a snake, you know, kuch bhi chalta hai. They started throwing stones at him and hurting him, and then, you know, he became very sick. And then Narad Muni saw him, said that, what happened to you? He said that, Gurudev, you had told me, you know, not to bite anyone. So when people are taking advantage, they are throwing stones at me. Then Narad Muni said that, I had told you not to bite, but I had not told you not to hiss. You can raise your hood and, you know, hiss, people will run away. That's what Srinath Ji Prabhu narrated. So Narad Muni made a cobra into a disciple. So this spirit of Krishna consciousness is not something very, very peculiar only to, you know, human beings. Everybody can be Krishna conscious. So the verse we are discussing today is also there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And I would now like to make a transition from Srimad Bhagavatam to Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you don't mind, am I allowed? So I would like to go there to Chaitanya Charitamrita, where this verse which we are reading today has been quoted by none other than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. That's the reason why we are making a transition to Chaitanya Charitamrita. So how did this come about? So after attending Ratayatra, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to go to Vrindavan. His previous attempts had been foiled. He wanted to go to Vrindavan. And his dear disciples, Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar, they wanted that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should not go alone. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, is always in ecstasy. He doesn't know how to take care of himself. So somebody should go with him. This time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very insistent. He said that, okay, I'll take an assistant, but let him not be like Kala Krishna Das, you know, who, you know, became attracted to a woman, and then, you know, I had to catch hold of him and, you know, bring him back. I don't want a person like that. So at that time he was assured, how? By Swarup Damodar Maharaj Goswami. He said, स्वरूप कहे एई बलभद्र भट्टाचार्य तुमाते सुस्निग्ध बड़ा पंडित साधु आर्य. Said that here is Balabhadra Bhattacharya, and who has great love for God. He is an honest, learned scholar who is advanced in spiritual consciousness.
you can take him. He is a new man. He will not take you for granted. Then he says, Lord Chaitanya accepted Balabhadra Bhattacharya as his assistant and straight away he started walking. He started walking, and while walking towards Vrindavan, he abandoned all the standard roads. Normal route to Vrindavan he abandoned. And how? What did he do? He started going into the forest. And then as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is eternally in Vrindavan consciousness, as soon as he went to the forest, he thought that he was in Vrindavan. He was in great ecstasy. Nirjanavane chale Prabhu Krishna Lamalana Hastivyagra Path Aade Prabhu Re Dekhiya. So when Lord passed through the solitary forest, chanting the holy name of Krishna, tigers and elephants, seeing him, they gave way. You know, they stood aside. No. Like, you know, big personality, like the king comes, everybody stands aside. So everybody, all these wild animals stood aside. Pale pale vyagrahasti gandara shukara gana taramadhe aveshe prabhu karila gamana. So when the Lord passed through the jungle in great ecstasy, aveshe, packs of tigers, elephants, rhinos and boars came there, and the Lord passed right through them. Now, what was the condition of Balabhadra Bhattacharya? Balabhadra Bhattacharya was very much afraid. He became very, very fearful to see the wild animals. But then, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's influence, all the animals gave way to them. They could easily go. They were standing guard, you know, like soldiers stand guard. Ekadina pathe vyagra kariya cheshayana aveshe taragaye prabhura lagila charana. So one day, a tiger was lying on the path, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, walking along the path in ecstatic love, he happened to touch the tiger with his lotus feet. Prabhu kahe kaha Krishna vyagra uthila, Krishna Krishna kahi vyagra nachite lagila. Now we have this beautiful painting by our own devotee, Haridas Thakur Prabhu, about Jharikhanda Leela. That's the pastime we are discussing. You can just see that, and whatever I am narrating here will be summarized in one beautiful painting. Anyway, so Lord Chaitanya said, chant the holy name of Krishna. The tiger immediately got up and began to dance and to chant Krishna Krishna. Now His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj would have imitated the tiger, and said, how tiger was chanting. I am an ordinary jiva, I can't do this. So he started chanting Krishna Krishna. Ardine Mahaprabhu Karena Disnan Mattahasti Yuta Aila Karite Jalapan. Another day, while Sri Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was bathing in a river, a herd of maddened elephants, they came there to drink water. Anybody can come and drink water, isn't it? There is no restriction, no municipality there. So they came. Prabhu jala krutya kare aage hasti aila Krishna kaha bali prabhu jala feli marila. So when the elephants were drinking water, and the Lord also was bathing in the water there, what did he do? He immediately splashed some water on the elephants, and then asked them to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then what happened? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami very beautifully describes, says, Sei jala bindu kana lage maragai, Sei Krishna Krishna kahe preme nache gai. So the elephants, whose bodies were touched by water splashed by the Lord, began to chant Krishna Krishna and dance and sing in ecstasy. पथे आईते करे प्रभु उच्च संकीर्तन मधुर कंठ ध्वनि शूनि आई से मृगगण. Sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he chanted very loudly while passing through the jungle, and he was chanting in such sweet voice that all the does, deer, female deer, all of them, they came near him. ಏನ ಕಾಲೇ ವ್ಯಾಘ್ರ ತಥಾ ಆಯಿಲ ಪಾಂಚ ಸಾತ್ ವ್ಯಾಘ್ರ ಮೃಣಿ ಮಿಲಿ ಚಲೆ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಸಾತ್. ವೈಲ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ವಾಸ್ ಪಾಸಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದ ಜಂಗಲ್, ಫೈವ್ ಆರ್ ಸೆವೆನ್ ಟೈಗರ್ಸ್ ಕೇಮ್ ಜಾಯಿನಿಂಗ್ ದ ಡಿಯರ್, ದ ಟೈಗರ್ಸ್ ಬಿಗ್ಯಾನ್ ಟು ಫಾಲೋ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಈಸ್ ಯುನೋ ಟ್ರಾವರ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ದ ಜಂಗಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಜರಿಖಂಡ್, ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ಬಲದೇವ್ ಭಟ್ಟಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನಿಂಗ್. ಸಚ್ ಎ ಫಾರ್ಚುನೇಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಫಾಲೋಡ್ ಬೈ ಹೋಮ್ ಬೈ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಫಾಲೋಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಟೈಗರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಡಿಯರ್, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಟ್ರಾವೆಲಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಯುನೋ. ದೇಖಿ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭುರ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ ಸ್ಮೃತಿ ಹೈಲಾ ವೃಂದಾವನ ಗುಣವರ್ಣ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಪಾಡಿಲಾ. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಲುಕ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್, ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಫಾಲೋಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಡಿಯರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಫಾಲೋಡ್ ಬೈ ಟೈಗರ್ಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಯುನೋ ವರ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ, ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್, ಯತ್ರ ನೈಸರ್ಗ ವಿಚ್ ವಿ ರೆಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸ್. ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್. ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಆಲ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣ ನಾಯಿ ಅನ್ಯ. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೋ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಟು ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್? ಹಿ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ನಮ್ಮ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ರಿಸೈಟೆಡ್ ಇಟ್. ಹಿ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ಡ್ ದ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಎನ್ವೈರನ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್. ಹಿ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಡೌನ್ ಟು ಭೌಮ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಟು ಟೆಸ್ಟ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಗುರು ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಹಿ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದಟ್. ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದಟ್, ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ಸ್ ದ ರೀಸನ್ ವೈ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತಾಮೃತ ಇಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ದೆನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಹ ಕರಿ ಪ್ರಭು ಯಬೆ ಬಲಿಲಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಹಿ ವ್ಯಾಘ್ರ ಮೃಗ ನಾಚಿತೆ ಲಾಗಿಲ. ವೆನ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಸೆಡ್ ಚಾಂಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ದ ಟೈಗರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡಿಯರ್ ಬಿಗ್ಯಾನ್ ಟು ಚಾಂಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅಂಡ್ ಡ್ಯಾನ್ಸ್. ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಿ ದಿ ಪೇಂಟಿಂಗ್. ನಾಚೆ ಕುಂಡೆ ವ್ಯಾಘ್ರಗಣ ಮೃಗಿಗಣ ಸಂಗೆ ಬಲಭದ್ರ ಭಟ್ಟಾಚಾರ್ಯ ದೇಖೆ ಅಪೂರ್ವ ರಂಗೆ. ಸೊ ಬಲಭದ್ರ ಭಟ್ಟಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಇಸ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಬಿವಿಲ್ಡರ್ಡ್, ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಎಸ್ಟೌಂಡೆಡ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ವೇರ್ ಫೆರೋಷಿಯಸ್ ಟೈಗರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಯುನೋ ದಿ ಮೈಲ್ಡ್ ಜೆಂಟಲ್ ಡಿಯರ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ಯುನೋ ಡ್ಯಾನ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ್ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಸಿಂಪ್ಲಿ ವಂಡರ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ ಬಲಭದ್ರ ಭಟ್ಟಾಚಾರ್ಯ. ಯು ನೋ ಮೌತ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬಿನ್ ಓಪನ್ ಗೇಪಿಂಗ್ ಯುನೋ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ವಂಡರ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ ಸಮ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಯುನ್ ಅವರ್ ಮೌತ್ ಓಪನ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಬಲಭದ್ರ ಭಟ್ಟಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಇಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟಸಿ ಥ್ರೂ ದಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟಸಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ವೈಲ್ಡ್ ಟೈಗರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಡಿಯರ್. ವಾಟ್ ಎ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ ಫೆನಾಮಿನಾ. ದೆನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್? ದಿಸ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಿ ಇನ್ ದ ಪೇಂಟಿಂಗ್. ವ್ಯಾಘ್ರ ಮೃಗ ಅನೋನ್ಯ ಕರೆ ಆಲಿಂಗನ್ ಮುಖೇ ಮುಖ ದಿಯಾ ಕರೆ ಅನೋನ್ಯ ಚುಂಬನ್. ಇಂಡೀಡ್ ದ ಟೈಗರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡೋಸ್ ಬಿಗ್ಯಾನ್ ಟು ಎಂಬ್ರೇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಅನದರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟಚಿಂಗ್ ಮೌತ್ಸ್ ಬಿಗ್ಯಾನ್ ಟು ಕಿಸ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡೂ ದಿಸ್, ನೋಬಡಿ ಎಲ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡೂ ಇಟ್, ಓನ್ಲಿ ಹೀ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಕ್ಯೂಟ್ ದಟ್. ಸೊ ದ ಡಿಯರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ ವೈಲ್ಡ್ ಅನಿಮಲ್ಸ್ ದೇ ವೇರ್ ಎಂಬ್ರೇಸಿಂಗ್ ಈಚ್ ಅದರ್, ದೇ ವೇರ್ ಕಿಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಒನ್ ಅನದರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ವೇರ್ ಇನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟಸಿ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ ಫೆನಾಮಿನಾ ಯುನೋ ವಾಸ್ ಯುನೋ ಡೆಮೋನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೇಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ವಿತ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಇನ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ನನ್ ಅದರ್ ದೆನ್ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್? ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಬಟ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ರಾಧಾ, ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅಂಡ್ ಶ್ರೀಮತಿ ರಾಧಾರಾಣಿ, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್. ಸೊ ಈಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾರಿಂಗ್ ದೆಮ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಟೈಮ್, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯು ನೋ ವೆರ್ ಎವರ್ ಹಿ ಗೋಸ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್ ವೈಲ್ಡ್ ಜಂಗಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಝರಿಖಂಡ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಯುನೋ ಡೆಮೋನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೇಟಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಯುನೋ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ಫ್ಲುಯೆನ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ವೈಲ್ಡ್ ಅನಿಮಲ್ಸ್. ನೋ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಪರ್ಟಿ, ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ದ ವೈಲ್ಡ್ ಅನಿಮಲ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಕೋ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್. ವೈ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದರ್ ಈಸ್ ನೋ ಎನ್ವಿ ಇನ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್, ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಎನ್ವಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಎಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಇನ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್. ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಈಸ್ ಯುನೋ ಅಂಡ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಕಂಟಾಮಿನೇಷನ್, ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಕಂಟಾಮಿನೇಷನ್. ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಈಸ್ ವಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಸೆಂಟರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಈಸ್ ವಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ everyone is happy. Prabhupada describes a cat is happy, a dog is happy, cow is happy, man is happy. Everybody is happy. So Krishna consciousness is all about being happy. Prabhupada would say, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So it's all about happiness. So we can usher in Vrindavan consciousness in this grossly materialistic world in our hearts, you know, by chanting Hare Krishna. That's what he said. Then, Kautuka dekhiya Prabhu hasite lagila tasaba ke taha chadi aage chali gela. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw all this fun, you know, of the tigers and the wild animals embracing the deer, and he gave a beautiful smile. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's smile was most enticing. He gave a smile and started walking ahead. And as he was walking further ahead in the Jharikhand forest, what happened? Mayuradi Pakshirana Prabhure Dekhiya Sange Chale Krishna Bali Nache Mattahana. So various birds, including the peacocks, saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and began to follow him, chanting and dancing. They were all maddened by the holy name of Krishna. Then, Hari Bola Bali Prabhu Kare Uccha Dhvani Vrukshalata Prafullita Seyi Dhvani Shuni. When the Lord loudly chanted Hari Bol, the trees and creepers became jubilant to hear him. So this is Vrindavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, just demonstrated Vrindavan in the Jharikhand forest. So similarly, Srila Prabhupada, you know, demonstrated Vrindavan consciousness in Boris of America. Demonstrated that. Everything was wrong there. Everything was absolutely horrid. But Srila Prabhupada, who carried Vrindavan in his forest, he left actually Radha Damodar temple, and he left it, went to America and gave the beautiful Vrindavan consciousness to everyone, all the hippies. So he made them, you know, chant and dance. That's Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada concludes in his purport. I'll read it as it is and then stop the narration. The loud chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is so powerful that it can even penetrate the ears of trees and creepers. What to speak of animals and what to speak of human beings? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once asked Haridas Thakur, Namacharya Haridas Thakur, he asked him, how trees and plants could be delivered? Haridas Thakur replied, the loud chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra would benefit not only trees and plants, but insects and all other living beings. One should therefore not be disturbed by loud chanting of Hare Krishna, for it is beneficial not only to the chanter, but to everyone who gets an opportunity to hear. So Srila Prabhupada is giving us the Yuga Dharma. So let us fearlessly and with love in our heart chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, I have far exceeded my time. Please forgive me. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavat Puranam ki jai.